Hey guys, you know when you see a notification on your phone and you're like, what the fuck? Well, Vox, V-O-X, is here to explain those fucks. You probably know Vox as the folks who distill all the noise about news, policy, culture, and everything that matters into perfect explainers. Now they have a new podcast with an episode every afternoon called Today Explained, which answers the big questions about today's news. Subscribe now in your favorite podcast app like Stitcher or Apple Podcasts, and Today Explained will be waiting for you whether you're winding down or psyching up.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi.
Oh, hi. Welcome.
This is How to Be Less Old. It's a podcast.
Right. And we are just on the quest at all times to freshen up.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our faces, our tushies.
Yeah. Our knowledge.
That's right.
Our awareness, you know, really and truly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And today, thank Lord, the Lord,
mm-hmm.
we have a youth.
Oh, my God.
A youth.
Right.
Early 20s?
That's correct.
I mean, that is youthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, fresh, just a fresh little bud out in the world making her way, you know, really and truly. We have Grace Victoria Cox with us. Do you know her? You might. You might get to know her real soon.
Yeah.
She is the lead, the Veronica Sawyer in the new Paramount reboot of Heather. So it's a kind of a big deal,
it's,
you know?
Huge. I mean, you know, when we think of our Veronica, we see goddess Winona.
That's right.
Right.
She is who we grew up with.
That's right. And I am excited to see what Grace does in that same role.
Oh, my God. She's a genius, really and truly. She's, like, so good. And she's, like, an actress.
Is she a
like
Veronica?
Like, a legit actress. She is a Veronica.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
100%. You know, I mean, it's stressful to be, like, taking on the shoes, and I'm curious to see what she thinks about it, mm-hmm. of, like, hopping into a Winona Ryder moment feels like a lot,
right.
you know? But she is killing the game, and she's going to be amazing.
Well, and the role is like we were all Veronica, right?
Hopefully, on our best day,
right?
Like
true.
On my best day in my mind, you know, but never really in practice. I want to talk to her about a couple things. Have you dealt with Lindsay Lohan lately, Lindy,
or as Lindy as you call her?
Yeah, Lindy. Yeah. Me and her, like
Lindy Lolo.
I've
read that she is. She's coming. She's coming back.
She's coming back. I want to just, like, get into the Lohan of it all.
Yes.
And, you know, we're going to play some games. We're going to pick her brain for any youthiness she can come up with. We haven't played Thirsty, Savvy, or Thavvy in a while.
I think it's time.
And it is time.
Yeah.
And we should unpack, like, what's cool right now. And hopefully Grace can get us acclimated. You know, to that process.
Bring
okay,
that
great. Let's
dewy
bring her in.
Young skin in here.
Oh, her skin is the skin of a, like, the Korean skin models that are out there,
No,
you know?
Yes.
There's not a pore. There's not a – it's a flawless situation.
Beautiful.
Okay, we'll bring her in.
How to be less old.
Okay, we are here with Grace
Hi.
Victoria Cox.
What is up?
Hi, guys.
Do you go by all three names in your personal life?
No, I don't. But a lot of people think that, like – whenever I make I don't make these reservations, but for work stuff, whenever like a company makes a hotel reservation for me,
right.
sometimes the hotel people think that like Grace is like a pre thing, like your Grace or something.
Oh my God, I love that.
They think
like
my name
highness?
Is
yeah.
yes. They think my name is Victoria Cox, and Grace is like a. Whatever that's called.
Like our Grace.
Like Lord. Like yes. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Isn't that bizarre?
Are there like rose petals
Who
thrown at
that?
You when you walk through the lobby?
Are they like genuflecting and bowing when you walk in?
It would be great if they
yeah.
did.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
They're like, your Grace, this way.
That would be wonderful if people did that.
Oh, well, Your Grace, we have a few questions for you.
We're going to hit you with some quick five questions just to get to know you, even though maybe, but we, you know, we know each other, but we don't know each other. Yes. So I am excited for these questions to kind of get to know you a little bit better.
And I actually just want to clarify for anyone who doesn't know, the reason why you know each other is because Deanna Chang is also on Heather's.
That's
and
right.
It's a TV show. On it.
Thank you.
Okay. So Thank let's you. Just shut okay. that out.
I think our people know it at this point, but I appreciate station identification.
Someone
really
could be
do.
Jumping in right
That's
here,
true.
Right now.
That's
you
true.
Know? Let's get them titties right.
Okay. Okay. Quick question. Did you know that Donald Glover and Childish Gambino were the same person?
I did.
Okay. How did you know?
Oh, my God.
How did you know?
You know, I don't – I feel like a friend told me that. I don't – but I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it at first.
Emily, where were you at with it?
Y'all, I've known this since day one.
You've been knowing this.
Yes.
And when did you get this knowledge?
I mean, when Donald Glover was like, I'm going to now be a musician who is Childish Gambino.
I got you. So yeah. You got that. You got the memo. You locked it in.
Yeah.
I was watching the Grammys when he was nominated.
Wait, was that you who texted me? Did you know it was the same person?
I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that was me or not, but I was like, huh, that guy looks, when I tell you he looks like Donald Glover, that's where I was like, when I tell you he does. But I had no idea Donald Glover was going down this road. Now, I want to play a little for, because most people probably do know this, but if you don't, if you're in the darkness like me, he's amazing.
Well, he's low-key one of the most talented motherfuckers that we in our lifetime.
Can we hear a little bit?
Of course.
I mean, I just... Like, this shit is my shit. Do you know what I mean? Donald Glover, everybody, so a.k.a. good. Childish Gambino.
That's right.
But he's not going to be Childish Gambino anymore.
Now, what does that mean?
He said that, well, I read. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is fact.
Okay. Allegedly.
But yes, allegedly, he is retiring the Childish Gambino name.
Okay.
And he's just going to be Donald Glover now and continue making music and acting, but just do it all under
one
Donald Glover.
Perhaps he confused many more people than Deanna Chang.
He was like, there seems to be a deep confusion.
Right?
Let me clarify.
He's like, I should be making a lot more. Right. Maybe people need to know I'm the same man.
Yeah, like, let's not make it hard for the people, you know? Who is the favorite actress that you have in your age group, like in your crew, in your world of the young 20s, who do you look up to?
Probably Saoirse Ronan. She's Ooh, just so yeah. good.
Right.
Have you seen Lady Bird?
Okay, no. But, it's, well, we're working on it.
Very good. Like, yeah. You could tell even if you just saw a trailer from it. So good.
It's the only screener I haven't taken on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm nervous about the emotion of it. Did it destroy you?
Well, the first time I watched it with a guy I was dating, and then the second time I watched it with my mom. And the first time it was like emotional, but fine. But mm-hmm. then the second, it's really about like mother-daughter relationships.
Right.
And my mom and I were both bawling and we were like, I'm sorry for everything I've done.
Really?
Mean to you. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like,
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Yeah. It was a hard one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
might have to pass.
Puff, puff, pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Like our friend Casey said, Casey Wilson said that she was in bed. She had to like take herself to bed after watching it. She was like, but she thought it was the best thing she's ever seen.
Yeah.
So I just have to prepare. I mean, I did watch The Shape of Water.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've not seen that one.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
Now, like we almost see like fish dick.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, yeah.
I mean, we don't see it come out, but we learn about fish dick in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shock.
It was a shock.
You know, that's a real shock.
I mean, the thing is, there's a lot of things about the movie that, like, you're just expected to believe.
Right.
They're like, come on this imaginary journey with us. And for me, I was like, She thinks she can fill up her bathroom with fucking water just by shutting the door. And, like, that for me was the break.
Enough. Yeah, I got you. It's like, then it's not going to seep out, right? Right.
I was like, I'm going to throw my flag.
I love that that's where you broke.
I know.
Not at, like, the merman, nope. Fishman.
Nope. I was like, okay, Andy has a penis and they love fine, whatever. Yeah. You know, like, but that was, that I was just enough. Like, I can't anymore.
Yeah. I didn't know what, I couldn't make heads or tails. I said, what is happening here? You know, I mean.
Well, okay. And so now, as long as we're talking about movies, did you guys see Wonder? No, please say no.
It's, no, because it's not, I can't and I will not.
It looked like it would devastate me.
Thank
big time.
You. Okay. I was like bawling last night watching this in between my two in-laws.
Oh, God.
And this morning, my mother-in-law comes in and she goes, you know, I think you still have those pregnancy hormones because that really wasn't a sad movie. And I was like, have you lost your mind? Did we not see the same thing? Like, this poor boy was, like, bullied in school. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
But apparently, you guys, I'm just a wussy puss for crying.
That's so funny. I love that you got checked on your emotion in the movie. Like, don't enjoy it that much and don't feel that much. And don't
you dare feel for that little boy.
Don't you dare. Get yourself together.
It was hilarious.
Are you nervous? Like, where's your mind? It's coming out in a week.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Super nervous. Trying to feel more excited than anything else, but it's nerve-wracking just because we put so much into making it, and I just hope that people like it. I've seen all of the episodes now except 7 and 8. You're so fucking good in it.
Aww. I have
you're
not
so
seen them
funny
yet.
And
thank
so
you.
Good. Ask Jason. I'm sure
you know what? I'm a little nervous about seeing them beforehand, but we'll see. I might.
No, I mean, I'm the last person to say that something I'm in is good and the first person to say something I'm in is terrible, but it really is good.
Yay!
Like, I forgot I was even watching myself because the story is just so good. You forget, oh, that's me and people I know.
That's awesome.
Fun to watch. It's the perfect combination of like really smart TV, but also just like juicy drama at the same time. I think people will really like it. I hope.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay. So this question comes from our good friend and loyal listener, Shira Casp Weiss. What does this mean when you have the greater sign, but like a million of them?
She's seen this on underneath. Grace looks so confused. And it's great to be confused because it is a weird question and it's one we can't even fully articulate.
Well, it's like all these questions that come from just like comments under a picture are so hard to kind of like talk about.
I know.
But essentially what this is, right? I'm guessing it's like people comment just the greater
sign. Greater than,
over and over.
Right, and it's in a sequence. I have two, and I wondered: are they saying something is greater than something else, or is something is the greatest when you do that? Maybe
I don't know.
I feel like, something is the greatest. You're greater than everything else.
Okay,
that's the
so you're not
vibe.
Using it.
You know,
have
I'm
you seen
not,
it?
I have seen it.
Okay,
I think on my younger sister's Instagram.
Oh, okay.
But she knows things that I don't know.
Right.
Did you want to text her right now?
She knows so much. I mean, she taught me something the other day. I was busy and not like texting her back, like they weren't wordy responses. And she said, why are you dry texting me? And
ding,
I
ding,
said,
ding, 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 we got a hot one. We got a hot word.
Okay.
What does it mean? Dry texting?
So dry texting apparently is whenever you're like just giving short little curt responses that, you know, are easy for another person to interpret that you don't want to talk to them. That's dry texting.
Dude.
Chills.
Chills. Chills.
That's so hot, dude.
It's so good.
Ah,
we need it.
Right. Wow.
Dry texting.
You just dropped a gold nugget into our lap today.
Wow.
Yeah,
we needed that. What's your sister's name?
Ella.
Ella, we needed that.
Thank you.
We really did. How old is Ella?
She's almost 13.
Oh, she's a little childish bambino.
I know who she is.
Are you guys close?
We are. She's back in Kentucky.
Yeah, which is where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Kentucky, but she has a cell phone that she's like addicted to. So we talk pretty much every day, which is really, really good. And I'm just like, my brother is 9, and I like don't want him to have a phone yet, but I kind of do because
just so
then
you can talk to him.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a question.
Last one.
Tom Brady and his son kissing on the lips. Are we with it or are we not with it?
You know, I think while that may look weird to other people,
right.
I'm sure that was not weird to them in any way. And it was just a sweet, loving thing to each his own.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to criticize his show of love.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely was challenged by it.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. I was like, because I have not seen that, you know. But then I realized, I said, take a look at your lens. Mm-hmm. Is this, you know, do we want to put men in this, you know, box in terms of affection and how they can present it, you know? And so, because like my friends would kiss their kids, that my girlfriends would kiss their little babies and toddlers on the lips, and I don't really think too much about it.
Exactly.
So that's where you have to – and granted, it's an older kid with Tom Brady, and it – and but he be kissing everybody. Like his him be kissing his dad, his mom.
Yeah.
They're a kissing on the lips family.
Yeah.
It's so it's
I'm just
sweet.
Happy they love each
you
other.
You like it.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm not kissing my folks on the lips. Like, that's not where I'm at.
Yeah.
But, like, there is something sweet about it on some level.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, you know, when you see it in public, you're right. It is a little bit like, whoop. Was that a mistake? Did they do an oopsies? They were going for the cheek and then, nope, okay. But, you know, it's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I have a sad story for myself. Okay. I'm kissing an adult on the lips. Okay.
I'm very excited.
Because I was a very late bloomer in terms of getting some ass. It took really and truly till college, right, for me to, like, get going.
Yeah. Drop out.
So, like, my first kiss is so devastating, guys.
Oh, no.
It was an accidental kiss with Mrs. Sweeney.
Pardon me?
What?
Excuse me?
It was, like, Christmas Eve we would all go to the McShane's house every Christmas Eve, right? And so a bunch of families, my family, the McShane's, the Shorings.
And how old are we?
We're in high school, honey.
Okay.
We are in like sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Way too old to have not had your first kiss and definitely not great to be having it with Mrs. Sweeney by accident.
Okay.
But like she just went to greet me and however, like whatever happened, we just hit lips and I was like, that's my first kiss.
Oh my god!
I was like, "That's lip on lip." I'm like, "Okay, okay." Like that was
that's
my first.
So adorable.
I know. Like if my sisters are listening, they would die right now on the ground and be horrified for me.
Well, it's
horrifying.
I love that you count it though.
You can't count it, but I had to.
Oh,
I had to.
That was lip on lip.
It was lip on lip.
It counts.
It counts.
It doesn't count, but like it counts.
Thank you. She probably like would never know, remember that this happened and be literally horrified. And please don't, no tagging Mrs. Sweeney. Thank you. Cool.
Tell us a little bit about what that was like playing Veronica Sawyer.
Well, it's the most fun role I've ever gotten to play and probably will always be one of the most fun just because the show is so fun and the character there just aren't that many characters for women written like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there should be more. So I feel really lucky to like have gotten to do it at all. Gotta be honest. It's terrifying to play a part that Winona Ryder has done so perfectly. I mean, she's a brilliant actress. She's beautiful and was the most perfect Veronica. Like, when I think of Veronica, I don't think of myself. I think of Winona Ryder. So it was weird kind of overcoming that because I had this thing at first that I think was kind of crippling my performance because I was scared to, like, make choices and do things because I'm like, it'll never be as good as what she did. Never,
it's
ever
crazy.
Be as good.
Yeah. It's like an extra level of mind fuck when you're, like,
totally.
Playing a role.
And luckily, I dodged the bullet of I watched the movie once really thoroughly. I'd seen it before, but really thoroughly before I auditioned. And then I was like, don't look at this again or you're going to start just doing a Winona Ryder impression.
Yeah.
So I didn't. And luckily, it was hard to do that because, as you know, our show was a lot different from the movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even if I'd wanted to do an impression of her, like, it would have been impossible because our character is just different than the character in the original. But, you know, it was hard. It was hard. I had to come up with a whole new way to do it while still honoring what she did, but being different enough so that I'm not, like, setting myself up to just be the same thing, because I can't be. Like, I can only be me.
Right.
So it was scary, but it definitely, like, made me grow a lot and learn how to just, you know, be more confident as an actress and do my own thing and trust my own instincts and, like, try not to compare myself to someone else.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Of the people, because it's what's kind of cool about it is there's not, you know, Shannon Doherty comes back and does a little something. Selma Blair's in it, but it's not a heavy, like, star show.
Right.
You know, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
But I question, who do you think of these people, of these Heathers, are going to let this get to their head? Who do you think is not going to be able to handle it?
Well, I know Jasmine, who plays Heather M., definitely can, because she's the most, like—
She's already there.
She's already, like, yeah, she's amazing. I think Brendan and Melanie, and James, who plays JD, and myself will probably, I think all of us are, like, we just need to be more like Jasmine. She's so grounded, and we're all, like, I remember Melanie said— we have this, like, group thread going, and after we filmed the pilot, Melanie texted in our group. She goes, "Are we famous now?" And Brendan said, "Not in LA, honey."
Oh my god! So
it's like everybody. We're just really excited.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited. I want to see what goes on. Yeah. You know, I feel we may lose Brendan. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we may lose him to the world.
I feel. But the world needs him.
They do.
They need Brendan.
They need him. But I'm already like, see you later. Like, you're gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Brendan, I think, could easily be, like, the star of Heathers. Like, I think it's kind of Brendan's show.
It may be.
In a big way.
It very well may be, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a little break.
When we come back, we're going to hit Lohan and a very important game.
Okay, great.
Be right back.
How to be less old.
Look, shopping can be annoying. And here's the thing, you still have to do it to look your best, so what you need is a little bit of help. That's where Daily Look comes in. Daily Look is an online premium personal styling service for women that sends hand-picked fashion items right to the front door. All you have to do is fill out a style profile, and you start to build a one-on-one relationship with your stylist. Then your stylist just handpicks 12 quality clothes and accessories from brands like J. Brand, Rag & Bone, and all the great emerging designers. You even get a chance to preview the box before it's sent so you can make changes on that. And there's no obligation to buy. Shipping is free both ways. It's convenient, fun, and it's just an easy way to look your best. So get style today by going to dailylook.com/HTBLO and clicking Get started. You're going to use the offer code HTBLO and you're going to get $10 off your first box. That's dailylook.com/HTBLO. Offer code HTBLO.
How to be less old.
Did you know that wine can contain fish bladder, cow pancreas, and up to 350 chemicals and dyes? And that's not even counting all the sulfates, but you will never see that ingredient list on a bottle. So wouldn't you rather drink clean, crafted wines that are handpicked by a level 3 sommelier? Of course you would. And we can promise you that Scout and Cellar wines are even better than the ones with the cute label that you picked at the grocery store. And that's because we tasted them and they are delicious. Clean crafted wine is wine without the added sulfates, without the added 16 grams of sugar, without the purple coloring that stain your teeth, without the pesticides and other preservatives. It's organic and vegan and tested by Scout and Cellar to prove it. Go to goodcleangrapes.com to join the wine club that delivers clean crafted wines right to your door. Or you can join the team and become a wine consultant yourself. That's goodcleangrapes.com for clean crafted wine delivered right to you. We got some of these majorly delicious wines delivered to us, and we are happy, headache-free campers.
How to be less old!
Hello, HTBLO listeners. Starting March 31st, archives, episodes that are older than 6 months old of our show will be available exclusively to Stitcher Premium subscribers. Yes, this means starting March 31st, if you want to hear older episodes of our show, you need to subscribe to Stitcher Premium. We wanted to let you know well in advance so you can take any action necessary to hear all the episodes before they go into Stitcher Premium. Like if you want to download all of them for free before then who are we to stop you? Subscribing to Stitcher Premium is a great way to directly support our show. Plus, you can get access to hundreds of exclusive series like Hollywood Handbook, The Pro Version, Comedy Bang Bang, tour shows, Throwing Shade's Deeper Shade of Shade, and more. So, do whatever you need to do now, whether it's downloading all our episodes and filling up your hard drive with or just subscribing to Stitcher Premium for $4.99 a month or just $34.99 for the entire year. Use our code LESSOLD at www.stitcher.com/premium for a 1 month free trial. That's stitcher.com/premium and code LESSOLD. And for more info on all the shows affected, go to earwolf.com.
How to be less old!
And we're back.
And we are back with Grace
Victoria. Cox. okay, Lindsay Lohan. Is she on our radar?
Yeah,
right
do you
now?
Know her?
Do you know who she is?
I know who Lindsay Lohan is.
Look, just checking. Taking your pulse.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about what's going on with Lindsay Lohan now.
Okay.
And I'm happy for her.
Okay.
It sounds like she's doing really well.
She is living in Dubai.
That's right.
She's set up residence there, and that seems to be good for her because she's not getting, like, paparazzi'd to death.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to hear.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to be at that level of, you know, being known where it's like everything you're doing is so documented and just being photographed like that. I feel like that could make anybody lose their mind.
And I think because she was – because everything was kind of going off the rails, you know, at that time the paparazzi was just on her ass for so long.
For so long. I mean, she was like having a meltdown for years.
For years, yeah.
Right.
For absolute years. So it does seem like Dubai has settled her.
Oh, look, I hope so because, you know, Queen Oprah couldn't settle her.
Oh, I remember that interview.
Right.
There was a whole show. Yeah. And she did Oprah dirty.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She did her dang dirty because she melted.
Refresh. What happened?
Oprah did a reality show, and there, like, basically Lindsay just kind of, like, called it off at some point. Kind of, like, wouldn't play by the rules, refused to kind of participate in what she agreed to do, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of left production hanging.
And Oprah was trying to rehabilitate her.
Yes.
And that was the
Oprah
whole thing.
Oprah came for her and was like, sweetie, baby, let me help you. And she was like,
Not really. I'm good.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out, but then she got to Dubai, and now—
Dubai saved her.
And here's the thing. She has a bunch of different business endeavors that are coming her way.
Beauty brand.
That's right. She's doing, like, a lipstick situation. Mm-hmm. She has her own candles, Lohan candles.
I would put them all over my house.
I would love one.
Right?
I would love a Lohan candle.
Me too.
I'm not
Me
sure
too.
About her leggings.
Her legging line.
She's coming out with leggings. I would rather have a candle,
right?
Just if she's listening.
Right. I know. It's like to just like zero in into leggings is a very specific move,
you know.
Yeah.
But I do wish the best for her.
Oh, yeah.
And she looked like there was an article in, where was it? W Magazine or where was this article?
Yeah, W.
And at the bottom of it, she is doing like her Mean Girls lines. And she looks great. She looks healthy. She looks fun. She looks like, I mean,
she looks like herself.
She looks like herself. Yeah. Yes.
And so it's that's taken thrilling. A minute because there have been a lot of years where she was not herself.
Right.
And, you know, crazy accents and losing fingers and sailing and what, you know, whatever.
Losing fingers?
Oh, I forgot about that.
What are you?
But I remember.
What?
Yeah, she had some sort of finger incident.
She lost some
digits? Or something.
She lost a finger.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I did not know she lost a finger. Is it back? Maybe, maybe not.
Ring finger chopped off.
Oh!
Don't know if it was reattached.
Severed back? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Okay.
Hey, you know.
So upset.
Jimmy Fallon
Jimmy Fallon can't seem to keep his fingers together either.
That's right. So, you know, maybe it's just what happens.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to play. This is important because you're, like, young and you're cool. And so we have to find out what you know and what you think is cool.
Okay.
So we're going to play a game called Thirsty, Savvy, or Thavvy.
Which is both.
So something. Okay. So you're going to let us know if something is thirsty, if it's savvy, or if it's some combination of both.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Gifts on Valentine's Day.
Thirsty.
Oh.
Burn.
Okay. Did you and your boyfriend did not exchange?
Yeah. Like, well, I've never had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
What?
I was just dating someone and we broke up.
You broke up?
We broke up.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right before.
Okay.
I've never been dating someone on Valentine's Day. Maybe if I was, I would think it was savvy. But right now, it's thirsty
as hell.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's fair.
Microblading eyebrows. Do you know about it?
I do. And, you know, I've seen sometimes where it's gone really well and then sometimes where it's gone really bad.
What has it – when it's gone bad, what does it look like?
They just end up looking, like, really chunky kind of in a, like, unnatural way. Like, if you have – like, I wish my eyebrows were, like, even bigger and all that stuff. And sometimes it does that and it looks so good. I just prefer stuff that looks natural more than stuff that looks like – I don't know. But if somebody likes that, then that's all them. I'll say savvy, depending on the person.
And you know that they're slicing and then putting dye in there.
That's how they do that?
Yes.
I thought it was like fake hair they glued down, really like industrial glued down. Oh, my God. No, yeah. I take it back.
Yeah. We learned it recently, and it has been such a shock. You're slicing your eyebrow.
No.
And then they're putting dye in there, and that's building up the look of the brow.
Well, I'm over that already.
Yeah, okay.
Thirsty.
It's a big no.
Yeah, okay. Big no from me.
Okay.
Wearing Yeezys.
Oh, well, I have to say yes, that's savvy because my boss, Jason, wears them all of the time.
But in your heart.
But in my heart, it's a thirsty. Big thirsty.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
So the creator of Heathers is thirsty.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. But savvy, you know, but savvy.
But yeah, right, savvy, right. It's great.
Maybe it's savvy.
Yeah.
Super, super thirsty.
Maybe savvy.
Instagram story polls.
Thirsty. Well, if it's for real, I think it's a little thirsty. If it's like as a joke, you're being funny, then I think it's savvy and it's like cute and cool.
Okay.
But if you're like really like, guys, do you like me? If you're being genuine
if
and
it's
just
real,
really like,
yeah, that's a little,
it's a little concerning.
Yeah.
Wearing makeup to the gym.
I've never gone to the gym in my life.
Oh.
I've just never gone. I've never been to the gym. So I feel like I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
That really got me.
I've never been to the gym.
That motherfucking got me.
How are you keeping your bod so right and tight?
Honestly.
Nothing. You eat whatever you want.
It's my metabolism
now. Walk out this door right now.
Wow.
It's all my metabolism and genetics at this point.
Ooh.
But I'm starting to notice some slight changes.
I'm not even taking any of this in. Moving
on. Wow, moving on.
Liking Insta posts on a Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, you know, savvy. It's fine.
Great.
It just depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not worried about people being like, oh, is she even out? Does she have plans?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Great. Being a Riverdale fan.
savvy. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Oh, okay. But savvy.
But savvy. Yeah. Great. They're all hot.
They are hot.
They're all really hot. I want to watch it for that.
For the hotness.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Injectables, like filler or Botox before the age of 30.
You know, I'm going to say savvy, because if there's something that you're like really insecure about and that'll make you feel better, like, why not? Whatever. Great. Go live. Yeah. Great. Follow your bliss.
And we are going to end with making TV shows that are rebooted from cult classics.
Thirsty as fuck.
Aww, I like that. Amazing.
Grace, where can we find you?
Find like, me.
On the
technically.
Like now.
The Valley. Burbank.
The equestrian.
Cool, cool, cool.
Right by there, yes.
Okay.
Do you want people finding you on the internet?
Yes. At Grace B. Cox on everything.
And what's your like vibes on those Instagrams and those Twitters? Are you having like, are you enjoying, like, do you have fun with it or you just kind of do it to do it?
I just kind of do it and to look at what my friends are doing. Yeah. Like my good friends back in Kentucky and stuff like that. I love seeing what they post.
Right.
And I follow Cats of Instagram and Dr. Okay. Pimple Popper.
Okay.
Love that.
Dr. Sandra Lee.
Yep. Love that.
No big deal.
What, you guys both like seeing oozy things come out of
the
body.
Oh my God. It's so satisfying.
Okay.
It really is.
Ugh. Grace, this has been a delight. We're so excited for our show.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
You're gonna,
I'm
you, so excited. I hope you all both like it, especially you.
Since I really hope I like it.
I like it.
That's it. We did it. Yay. It all happened. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
Yay.
Me.
Yay!
Yay!
How to be less old!
Whew.
There goes Grace Victoria Cox.
Okay, and here's the thing. A, lovely.
Very.
Sweeps in here, and I'm like, yeah, of course she can play Veronica fucking Sawyer.
Right.
First off. Secondly, drops a golden nugget.
Oh, my goodness.
Into our fucking laps, and it's steaming like a glorious pile of poop.
Dry texting. Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, we have needed this so badly.
What are you going to do with this information?
Do you know who dry texts me all the live long dang titty day?
I have to only imagine it's
because
your husband.
Because I'm fired up.
It has to be your husband.
It is my husband.
He dry texts you.
I get the thumbs up.
Okay, well, that's an act of violence.
Out of 10, I get the thumbs motherfucking up.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Which I don't know why I always take as like, just like being like, not sarcastic.
I had a thing with Matt McConkey because he would give me thumbs up. And I took it to Twitter. I subtweeted
the moment, essentially.
And he called me out on it and screen grabbed it, you know, which he was correct to do.
Well, you subtweeted him.
But I don't like being given the thumbs up. It feels like an F you to me.
It does
and
feel
I
like
know
an F
that
you.
It's not.
Well, but isn't it?
It's different. If somebody likes a, you know how you can like a comment with a thumbs up?
Yes.
I have no problem with that. But just the emoji in and of itself.
Well, and I know that like my husband's very busy and he literally just means like, cool, okay, great,
sweet.
But like, oh, that is some dry texting. I get dry texted all the live long day.
It's like there's so much friction with a dry text,
right?
You know?
Get some lube on that.
Yeah, it needs to be lubricated. you guys, this was so much fun. Thank you for listening. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And no big deal, just star of Heathers.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Premiering March 7th. Sit your booties down in them chairs. Watch that dang show.
And that is your job, guys. Like, I just hope you do know that already, that you have to watch, right? I mean, that's just that. But
I know what my job is.
I know what you know. Your job is, like,
I'm hosting some parties. So if anyone wants to come over and watch it with me.
Aw, I would like to.
Over. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good,
great. Great. It's a date. Cody, you're welcome, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Shouts to our friend and listener, Sean Cruz, who had given us, like, the idea back in the – like, it was about a month ago. He was like, hey, there's Instagram stories, and you guys should be using the polls in the stories because that was a newer feature. Mm. So I think Grace said that Instagram polls, they were savvy, but they're bordering on thirsty depending on how you're using
them. But if they're funny, they're still good.
Which is what we're trying to stay in that lane, thank God. But thank you, Sean, for – he actually made a couple mock ones up for us, which I just literally stole and used.
Yes.
And that's it. Go follow us on iTunes, Apple Music, How to Be Less Old, at HTBLO in all of the different places.
And please subscribe, because every week we like being in your ear holes.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. Oh, I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I already did mine.
Great.
But I'm Deanna Raphael. Nope, I'm not. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
How to be less old.
Hey, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. Are you a fan of the podcast You Talking You Two to Me? Well, I hope you are. If you are, make sure to check out Adam Scott and I have a new show, Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me? That's right. It's a brand new show with a brand new title. Join us as we discuss the music and impact of the band R.E.M. through an album-by-album analysis. That sounds very nerdy, but it's actually fun. We break down everything and nothing about the band. Listen to the limited series Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me? Wednesdays on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Earwolf.com. This is good rock and roll. Music!
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.